Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, whether you got a challenge or an opportunity, whatever you're thinking about, anything under the small business sun, we got something you can listen to or read or watch at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Ed Kopf is our guest. Ed is a longtime Brain Trust member, the co-founder of BMC Associates. He's an expert at family-owned businesses and partnerships and helping them make sure that they keep the wheels on the rails and hitting on all cylinders. Ed, thanks again for hanging out with us. Ed, recently we polled our audience and asked them, what will your business look like on the day after you leave for the last time? Mm-hmm. Basically, that was the question. You know, we're all going to leave our businesses, Ed, aren't we? We're either going to go out head first or feet first. And we're either going to go out, we're either going to toss the keys to somebody else, or we're going to turn the lights out for the last time ourselves and lock the door or something like that. Or they're going to come and, you know, load us up and haul us off.
Right. Hard to believe, but it's true.
It's true, every one of us. So I've been doing a series on business, buying businesses and divesting of businesses recently. In my writing, but what we learned from our respondents was that 14% said, "I plan to convey my business to a family member." Now, I thought, with all my experience in the marketplace and working a long time with small businesses, especially family-owned businesses, I thought that was a low number. What do you think?
Well, it does surprise me a little bit, but when I think about it, maybe not. First of all, there are an awful lot of businesses where it's really, you've got a partner already, and the two of you are going to have to figure out what to do with the business, and it's not so obvious how one or the other family gets involved. But in an awful lot of cases, people who created their own businesses and love doing business just don't want their children to be in the business. I know my own experience was my father worked very hard building a successful
struggled.
Business. Yeah, and he wanted it easier for me. He wanted me to go get some advanced degree and get a posh job.
Get a real job, right?
Yeah,
well, you know, that's exactly right. I mean, what happens is the business owner does what your dad did, which is to say, son, this is too hard. I don't want this for you. Or the business owner loves it, but I love my business, but the children look at the dad and think about how hard they had to struggle, and they said, I don't want to work that hard. I want something a little bit less chaotic. And they just don't have an aptitude or an interest in the industry, for example. They don't want to be a restaurant owner. They don't want to be a manufacturer. If their dad did or mom did something else, they might be interested, but this particular industry doesn't suit them. And so when you throw all that in there, you wind up with a smaller group, don't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, sometimes I think there's a problem in that business owners sort of deep in their heart have this aspiration that their kids are going to take the business over. And I can understand that. And they don't do anything else to prepare for that end game with their business. And as a result, they get caught up short because they haven't really prepared their kids. Their kids aren't anxious to take over the business. And when that time comes, sometimes it's when their health makes them not want to keep going in the business, sometimes just getting older, and they're ready to make a change, and they look toward the children who they secretly wanted to see carry on the tradition, and the children aren't ready, and then they're stuck if they haven't made other plans or prepared for other routes of how they're going to take care of
it. And here's another thing, Ed, that's sad, really, and that is that everybody who wants to divest of their business, who doesn't plan on, you know, dying at their keyboard or at the front counter, you know, on the last day, which is kind of like I am. Everybody who would like to divest of their business one day if they would like for that also to be divested to their children, then that means they're expecting somebody to pay for the business. And you've seen this many times, Ed. I have too, where the children just can't come up with the cash.
Right, the business
and the business won't
the source of that.
The business won't justify it.
That's right. One of the ways to make sure you have a successful transition is to be successful. So that the business is throwing off enough cash so that everybody during the transition period can manage to live on what it's producing.
And as you know, Ed, most small business sales involve some paper, some financing by the seller, right?
And so,
if you got an owner the business is valued at $1 million, and the owner needs a fourth of that down, and they're going to finance the rest. Well, they'd finance the rest for their children, perhaps, but their kids can't come up with $250,000. And the parent, the founder, the owner needs that cash. And it's really sad when the kid's standing on the sideline watching somebody else take the family business away.
Absolutely. And you know, another thing we see is where the parent just doesn't have the confidence the child's going to be able to keep the business going at a healthy pace, and then has to worry about, well, where's my retirement going to come from?
And often with justification.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I know you see that. So, folks, you may want to transfer your business to your family members, but that, you know, there's a lot of hurdles in the way. It's a gauntlet that you got to run. And if you make it happen, as I've seen happen and as Ed has seen happen, it can happen. It absolutely can happen, but it's tough. Good luck. And we're going to be right back after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.